About that time, I found myself going lame. My hip and leg were mighty sore, and when I looked down to size the situation up, I saw that a bullet had hit my cartridge belt, fusing two of my 44s together, and a fragment had gone up and hit my side. Just a scratch, but it was bloody. That bullet that hit my belt where it crossed the hip had bruised me mighty bad, by the feel of it. Shadows were creeping out from the rocks, and of a sudden it was cool and dark. A voice spoke out.
You want to live long in this country, you better get shut of them spurs.
It was Spanish Murphy. He came up from behind some brush with Rocca and John J. Battles. Taylor was dead. Murphy had lost the lobe of his left ear, and Rocca had been burned a couple of times, but no more.
You get any?
Battles asked. Four, I said, knowing that was more Apaches than many an Indian fighter got in a lifetime. Three and possible, I corrected, and then I added, they got Billy.
We'd best light out,
Spanish suggested, and we walked single file to where the horses were. They had two horses, so we figured to switch off and on. Spanish was tall as me, but 20 pounds lighter than my 190. He was a reading man, always a reading. Books, newspapers, even the labels on tin cans. Anything and everything. We set out then. After a while, I rode Tampico Rocca's horse and he walked. By daybreak, both horses were tired out and so were we. But we had 16 miles behind us and a stage station down on the flat before us. We were still several hundred yards off when a man walked from the door with a rifle in his hands. And we were almighty sure there was another one behind a window from the way he kept out of line with it. When we came up to the yard, he looked at Murphy, then at the rest of us, and back at Murphy.
Hello, Spanish. What was it, Apaches?
Have you got a couple of horses? I asked him. I'll buy or borrow.
Come on inside.
It was cool and still. Me, I dropped into the first chair I saw and put my Winchester on the table. A second man left the window where he had been keeping watch, and, carrying his rifle, he went back toward the kitchen where he began rattling pots and pans. The first man went over to a table and carried the wooden...